It is time for our coach's conversation in game number 75 this season. Brendan Burke with Riverman head coach Jared Bednar. And it may be the regular season, but coach, have a little playoff feel, maybe a game 7 playoff feel here tonight?
Well, that's exactly what it feels like, and it's exactly the way we have to approach it. It's win or go home time. I mean, we've drawn out all the scenarios, and we understand that we have to control our own destiny and win 2 hockey games here, and it starts tonight. As tight as the pack is, every game is going to be important. You can't count on other teams to do your work for you. You have to take care of your own business.
And you got some help on Tuesday to get that, and there's got to be at least some comfort in the fact that knowing that it's in your own hands now.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we feel good about that. We feel confident coming into tonight. The guys put in a good hard week's worth of work. We got them some rest early and had 3 good days of practice. And everyone, to be honest, it's been a long week. It's a stressful time and a trying time, but everyone's anxious and excited and ready to get going here tonight.
Power play's been struggling lately and struggling on the season against Charlotte. Should we expect anything different coming into tonight?
Yeah, I hope so. I believe that we should. We changed some things, trying to give Charlotte a couple different looks. Our guys were moving it around really good yesterday in practice. We spent the day on special teams and for the better part of 30 minutes just working both units and drawing out all the scenarios and getting them confident in what they're doing. And it starts with our breakout and entry. They have good up-ice pressure, and they'll come after us, but we have to be ready for that and gain the net and set our own timing for our breakout, not let them dictate when we're coming out and how we're coming out. We got to make sure we're coming out together and with speed. And from that, we can get set up in the offensive zone. Then we feel good about what we're doing down there. We know exactly the way they're going to penalty kill it, and our guys have their options on how to release from the pressure. And comes down to, you know, getting a couple good looks and then someone burying a chance.
Phil McCray's got goals in back-to-back games now, playing on that wing on TJ Hensick's line. Do you like him on that wing spot?
Yeah, I do. I've liked the way he's played. I think he adds a little bit of jump to that line. He's a guy, obviously, that skates well and that likes to move through the neutral zone with speed, and I think he helps that line gain entry to the offensive zone. He's effective forechecker and gives TJ another shooter. He's got 2 shooters with him in Nesbitt and McCray, and they've combined for a couple nice goals here as of late, and I'd like to see him continue on that tonight and fill the net with a few.
Did your heart skip a beat on Tuesday when Jake Allen got called up?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you see something like that, especially with the situation that we had with Alex Stalock and his finger, it certainly is a little bit nerve-wracking, you know, but the lines of communication with St. Louis were open, and they were talking to us every day and filling us in what was going on up there and what the different scenarios could be. So we got Jordan Binnington in, obviously before the weekend he came in, and then we got good news on Alex Stalock yesterday, and he's resumed practice too, so now we got 3 goalies here, and we feel they're all capable of doing the job.
You've had kind of a Jekyll and Hyde series with Charlotte. Some games have been great, some games not so good. How do you get that dominant performance that we've seen so far, maybe back in February against them tonight?
Well, I think the time of the year is going to speak for itself. I mean, we don't expect to come out and blow them out of the water by any means. We know that they're fighting for their playoff lives as well, and it's going to be a playoff-type game and playoff-type intensity. And the team that sticks with or gets to their game the earliest and then sticks with it the longest is going to win the hockey game. And we know that the intensity of our guys this week has been good. We're practicing with urgency, and I expect our team to play with urgency here tonight, and then it's going to come down to, you know, someone burying a chance and see what the goaltending does. So you know, both sides I'm sure are a little bit nervous and a little bit anxious, but we feel confident in our group that we can get the job done here at home.
It's the final weekend of the season, and things still very much up in the air. We appreciate Jared Bednar's time as we get ready for the drop of the puck here on CD Country 107.9, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.